Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chaf Beis. We are holding Elisha left off on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. And thank you very much for filling in yesterday and for filling in on Friday without any advance warning. And my apologies for missing the shiur on Friday. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. If it makes anybody feel any better, I didn't understand the Gemara anyway on Friday, so I wouldn't have been able to explain it. So anyway, today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by the Newmans in honor of Eliza and AJ's wedding. It's also sponsored by Vivian and Menachem Rosenberg and family to commemorate the Shloshim of Menachem's father, Yisrael ben Avram Moshe Zichron Levracha, on the 29th of Cheshvan. It is also sponsored by Henry Olinsky, the Zecher Nishmas, Harabanit Fredel Weiss, Aleha Shalom, mother of Harav Agon, Rav Usher Weiss Shlita. It's also sponsored by Jeremy Lustman in memory of his grandfather's 19th Yahrzeit, which was yesterday, Morris Cantor, Aleha Shalom, Moshe Leib ben Chaim. It's also sponsored by Mr. Johnny Daniel in memory of Daniel Noam Ben David, the Nisham Shavaliyah. Also sponsored by Dr. Richard Lipchinsky, a longtime virtual member of our Chabur, currently in Texas, in honor of his mother's yard site, which is on the 25th of Cheshvan. Nisham Shavaliyah, we thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So again, we're going to start at the Mishnah on the top of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. There are several Mishnayos in Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, the first of which is going to discuss a machlokas, whether a father and a son could come be meyer about Kiddush HaChodesh together. And then the next Mishnah is going to discuss who are the Psulei Eidos, meaning Psulei Eidos in general, and those Psulei Eidos apply to Kiddush HaChodesh as well. And then the last Mishnah, the Parak, is going to talk about being Mechal Shabbos in order to be meyer for Kiddush HaChodesh and to be meyer for the Eidei HaChodesh, meaning we have this din that you're going to have to, that we require Eidos, that the Eidim themselves are good guys. So can you be Mechal Shabbos for that? And then, Be'ez Hashem, we will begin the second parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and the Mishnah will inform us how at a certain point in time there were people that were trying to mess up our system of being Mekadesh the Chodesh, and they therefore had to make certain takanos to protect us against those things. And then the Gemara is going to discuss whether you need one Eid or two Eidim to be made about someone who Beis Din doesn't recognize. If Beis Din doesn't know who the fellow is, do you need one aid or two aidim to tell you that that guy's a good guy and that you can trust that fellow? The Gemara is going to discuss who's Neman to be made that Beis Din was already Mekadesh L'Chodesh. If someone's just reporting to us that it already happened, he's not being made about Eidos HaChodesh, he's just telling us that Beis Din was Mekadesh L'Chodesh. So who's Neman to report something like that? And then the Gemara is going to tell us a story about how one time the Baitusim hired Eidim to testify about Kiddush HaChodesh, and one of the Eidim decided to foil their plans, and he successfully informed the Chachamim what they were up to. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to have another Mishnah about how they used to be Masi and Masuos, that at a certain time, instead of sending out messengers, they tried to inform everybody by lifting torches on the mountaintops, and that way they would let everybody know throughout all of Eretz Yisrael and beyond when Kiddush HaChodesh actually happened and what the problem was with that plan as well. So let's begin again at the Mishnah on the top of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Avu Bno Sharos HaChodesh, if a father and a son both saw the new moon, Yelchu Velosh, they should go together to be made in Beis Din, but Loshem Starfin Zemzeh Elishim Yipasalechon Mei Mitzarif Hasheni Yemacher. Not that they could actually be mitzarif with each other to be a set of Edim, but just in case one of them is possible, the other one could still be used to join together with another kosher aid who might show up that day and be made together about Eidos HaChodesh. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Avu Bno B'chal HaKrov Nekshein Eidos HaChodesh. Rabbi Shimon says, no, they can actually be made together. That a father and a son, all Krovim, are allowed to be made together. When it comes to every other Eidos, you Masada Kedushin under a Chuppah, you ask the Eidim, are you related to each other or related to either the Chasen or the Kala? And the right answer is no, that they cannot be related. But when it comes to Eidos HaChodesh, they're allowed to be related according to Rabbi Shimon. So it's a fundamental Machlokas Tanoim. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Maisa B'Toviya Harofe Sharas HaChodesh B'Yerushalayim. One time, Tovia the Rofe, the doctor, saw the Chodesh in Yerushalayim. Who? Ubno V'Avdo Meshuchrar. And it was a group of three people in his group that saw the Eidos HaChodesh. It was him, his son, and his Evan Meshuchrar. And Evan Meshuchrar is another way of saying a Jew. He's a regular Jew if he's an Evan Meshuchrar. So they all saw it. Kiblu HaKadim Oso V'Sbino U'Pasu V'Savdo. And they accepted him and his son to be Eidim, but they didn't accept the Evan because they assumed that Krovim are Kashal Eidus, like Rabbi Shimon said, so that's why they accepted him and his son, but they passed the Eved, even though he's never Meshuchar. Never Meshuchar is a Yisrael Gomer, he's a regular Jew. But they held that for Eidus HaKodesh, you need Eidim Yuchasim and not Gerim. So they held that there are totally different rules when it comes to Eidus HaKodesh. Ukshabol, if they Bezdin, when they came in front of the Bezdin HaGadol, that was the initial group of Kohanim who were Morei Hora'ah, who paskined Shailas. But then they came to the Bezdin HaGadol about to actually be made Eidus HaKodesh, and Kiblu Osu Vesavdo Pasos Beno. And the actual Bezdin accepted him and his Eved, because his Eved is a full-fledged Jew, but they passed his son, meaning they said you can't be made together with your son, because that's a psul of Korva to be made together with your son. The Meiri points out that we said that the idea of bringing, of having a father and a son come, if you hold that Krovim are not allowed to be made together, is that in case one of them becomes possible, let the other one be mitzdarif. So the Miri points out that the Gemara in the first parak of Maseches Makos tells us that if one of the Edim is found to be a Karev or a Pasul, Edus Kulam Betela, the whole Edus is going to be Batel. So since if you're going to find the father of the son to be Pasul, so the other Edus should be Batel as well. So how can you be mitzdarif with another person? So he says that that's only when the two come together to be made in Edus Acha. But over here, they didn't come to be made at the same time because there were krovim. Each one came to be made independently, separately. So Mela, the psul of one of them, is not going to be made. Is not going to be mevatel the edus of the other one. Then the Mishnah told the story of Tovia Rofe, and we said when they went to Bezdin, they were mekabel osov esavdo, and they passed his son. So Minchas Chinuch raises the question. The Minchas Chinuch asks that how could they be mekabel tovia the Eved, he was already mitzdarif together with the son at the Shas Re'iyah. So it should be a case of Nimtza Echad Meihem Karov Apostle, because the son is a Psul Karov, and he was with them at the Shas Re'iyah, and they all intended to see it together and to be made together. Otherwise, how could it be that the Kohanim were Makabel the son, and Bezin was Makabel the Eved? Obviously, they all showed up together. So, and even if you hold that when you're made Biyachad Bebezin, that's what's mitzdarif, they were already mitzdarif Bahagad in front of the Kohanim. I mean, even if you hold that the Tziruf doesn't happen at the time of the Re'iyas Halavana, the Tziruf happens at the time of the Agadas Eidus, they initially went in front of the Beis Hashal Kohanim and they said the Eidus. So doesn't that make them a group of three? And if it makes them a group of three and two of them are related, it should passel the entire group. You shouldn't be able to say let either father or son combine with the Eved and let them be kosher. So there are a number of terutzim that are suggested. Some suggest the Achronim come up with a number of suggestions, and Sefer Bnei Tzion suggests that Eidus of Kiddush HaKodesh is different because it's not a psul of Nimtza Echad Karov Apostle, because there's no Eidus to be Mevarer the Re'iyas HaLevana. Bezin knows when the Levana actually came. Bezin had a Cheshbon, they knew exactly when the moon was going to come. It's a technicality that you can't be Mekadesh HaKodesh unless you have Eidus. So they had to go through this process of having Eidus. But the whole idea that Nimtza Echad Karov Apostle, that's going to be when you have Eidus that's actually Mevarer something. But over here, it's not really being Mevarer anything. It's just a technicality that you need to be Mekabel Eidus. The Stipler in Kilus Yaakov says that Tuvia and his son saw Bezeh Achazeh. They didn't see the moon at the same time, and therefore there's no Tziruf B'Shas Re'iyah, and with the fact that they went in front of the Kohanim and told their story, that's not Eidus in front of a Bezdin. They did that Bezeh Achazeh, not together with each other, and therefore it doesn't constitute, they never joined together as a single Kat of Eidus. It could also be that they were never made in front of the Kohanim. Why would they have to be made in front of the Kohanim? This is up to the Beis HaGadol to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. The Kohanim were Morei Hora'ah, so they were asking them, they were asking the Kohanim for advice. That we're a group of three, we realize we're an unconventional group, because there's a father, there's a son, there's an Evan Meshuchar, it sounds like the beginning of a joke or something, but we're not sure what exactly we're supposed to do, so maybe give us some advice, tell us how to proceed. And the Beis of Kohanim gave them advice, but that's not Hagodas Eidus. Rameir Simcha, in his Chidushim, says that Tuvia Rofe and his son never intended to be made together. They only want to be mitzarif with another aid, and in such a case, you don't have a problem of nimtza echad meihem karov apostle. So anyway, that's the discussion about nimtza echad meihem karov apostle in the context of our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Levi, my time with Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon hold that krovim are kosher for eidus hachodesh? What a unique chiddush that relatives could be kosher for eidus hachodesh. Look who HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Eidus HaKadosh to. It was Moshe and Aaron. They were brothers. Eidusu, take Sheira Bechem. And Hashem was saying, you guys, even though you can't be Eidim about anybody else or anything else, even though you're the most trustworthy people in the world, but you're Krovim, but when it comes to Eidus HaKadosh, you're allowed to be made together. V'Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan, all the Krovim are apostles, what do they do with that Pasuk? Eidusu, te Mesura Lechem. No, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling them is the kind of people that need to be serving on the Beis Din that determines Eidus HaKadosh need to be the caliber of Moshe and Aaron. Not quite the caliber of Moshe and Aaron, but the leaders of the generation, the most chashuvah talmidei chachamim, the most important people of the generation, or at least have smicha. They should be smuchim. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Maisa B'Tuvia Arofe. There was a story with Tuvia Arofe that we read in the Mishnah with him, his son, and his Eved Meshuchar. So Amar Rav Chan Barava Hilchsak Rabbi Shimon. We pass on like Rabbi Shimon that krovim are kosher for Eidus HaKodesh. Amar Rafun Rav Chan Barava Rabbi Yossi Umaisa V'Atam Hilchsak Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Shimon, and we normally would pass like Rabbi Yossi. Second of all, there was a Maisa that we told in the Mishnah, and the Maisa supports Rabbi Yossi, because in the end of the Maisa, they went to the Beis Din HaGadol, and the Beis Din HaGadol said, father and son, no good. The Eved Meshuchrar, yes, good. So you see clearly that Krovim are apostle. How could you pass him like Rabbi Shimon, that the Krovim are kosher? So Amalah, Rav Chanan said to Rav Huna, how could you say that the Halach is not like Rabbi Shimon? V'azimnin Sagin, Amrit Kameh Derav, Halach Hilchus like Rabbi Shimon. I've repeated this many times in front of Rav, that the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon, and he never said anything, he never objected once to me saying that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Amalei, Rav Huna said to Rav Chanan, Hechi Tanis, wait, maybe tell me over, how did you say the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi, and we can figure out why Rav didn't criticize you. So Amalei, Ipcha, so then he repeated how he said it over, and the way he said it over was the opposite of the way we have it in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Shimon holds that Krovim are apostle, Rabbi Yossi holds that Krovim are kosher. So Amalei, so Rav Huna said, Mishamachi, Lamalach Lamidi. That's why he didn't say anything to you when you said that Allah is like Rabbi Shimon, because you said in the name of Rabbi Shimon that Krovim are apostle. And that's in fact true, that Allah is a Krovim are apostle. So it turns out we're not even disagreeing. We're just disagreeing about who said it, but we're not disagreeing about the Allah. We all agree that Krovim are apostle. So Amar Tavi, Breda Mari Tavi, Amar Marukva, Amar Shmuel, Hilchsak Rabbi Shimon. That in fact, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Some have a girsa over here, ain halacha Rabbi Shimon. Some have the girsa halacha Rabbi Shimon. But it could be that if you say that they're all saying the same thing, that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, that krovim are apostle, and we're assuming like the way it was said over backwards, or that ain halacha Rabbi Shimon, that krovim are apostle, because we have like our version of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon is the one that said that krovim are kosher. The Rambam paskins krovim are apostle. So it's a question whether he had a different girsa or hilchsa Rabbi Shimon. He understands means in the reverse way. Okay, now the previous Mishnah said that an Avin father could be made about Riyas Halvana be'edus HaKodesh, because if one of them can come to testify, come to Beis, and they should both show up, even if you hold that a father and son can't testify together, just in case someone becomes puzzle, so they'll be able to join together with another aid. So once we're on the topic of Psulim, Eluin HaPsulim, the following are puzzle edus in general, and the Psul edus that we're going to list in the Mishnah are going to be those Psul edus that are Drabbanan, because the Darais of Psul edus, you can open up a Chumash and you can find those. So we're going to discuss those who are Psul edus Midrabbanan. Hamasachik Pekuvia, someone who gambles, because we're going to assume that Asmachta Lo Kanya, that if a person guarantees to pay something out tonight, that something happens, so he doesn't really intend to make a full commitment to do so, and therefore when you collect on that commitment, it's Gezel Midrabbanan. Umalvei Beribis, someone who lends money with interest, the Rashi points out that even though it's a violation of an Isser Minatorah, it's not an Eid Chamas Minatorah, meaning Minatorah, a Ganav is not allowed to be an Eid, but Minatorah, someone who lends money with Ribis is allowed to be an Eid. He's violating an Isser in the Torah, but not every time someone violates an Isser in the Torah does a Pasul Yule Eidus. If a person tells Lashon Hara once in a while, he's still kasher to be an Eid. A lot of from Jews sometimes will do an Averi here and there. There are very few people that never ever sin. The Gemara Babasa has a list of what the four or five people in history that never sinned. So just the fact that you do an Avera doesn't make you possible. It's got to be an Eid Chamas, someone who's a Ganav, someone who's psul is about Gazlanus. So someone who's Mavel Bribis is not in that category, but that's how Rashi explains. That's why he's not considered to be an Eid Chamas. Tosel says that the reason why he's not an Eid Chamas is because people don't see it as such an avera. Even though it's beferish in the Torah to be malva beribis, people don't think of it that way. They don't think of it as an isser. The guy signs on. You charge someone a 2% interest rate or something. He thinks you're the greatest guy in the world. You did him the greatest favor. He goes to any bank and then charge him so much more. So you think, oh, I'm doing a mitzvah. It's a great thing. And everyone thinks that you're doing the guy a favor. And now he's going to be able to get his business off the ground and everything else. No, but it's an isser in the Torah. But people don't think of it that way. And since people don't think of it that way, it doesn't count as an eid chamas. Umafricha yonim. And mafricha yonim, which is machlokas, exactly what it means. Rashi writes over here that they pigeon race and they bet money on the racing of pigeons, in which case it's very similar to Mesachik B'Kuvya. There is a Deya in Mesach Sanhedrin in the third parak that Mafricha Yonim means that you cause someone else's birds to leave their shovach, their nest, and come to yours, and that way you steal the Yonim in such a way. But it's only Gezlam Lidrabanim Mnei Darkei Shalom, because you do it in such a way where the birds come on their own. V'sochre Shvius, and people who do business with Shemitah produce, part of the Dinim of Kedushas Peros Shvius is that you're not allowed to do business with Shemitah produce, right? The whole concept of Otzer Beis Din is that Otzer Beis Din takes things that have Kedusha Shvius and they sell it, but only for the cost of the distribution or whatever. The idea is that nobody's supposed to make money, and therefore a good wine and a bad wine, if they're Otzer Beis Din, should really cost the same amount, because it's only the cost of the distribution. Doesn't always work out that way exactly, but that's the way it's really supposed to be. It's somewhat suspicious if it's not that way. Va'avadim, or if you have avadim kananim that were not nishtacher, they're also pasul. Now they happen to be pasul min haTorah. That it really doesn't belong in the list of the Mishnah. We learn it as a kavul chomer meisha, that an isha is pasul le'edus, and the halach is whatever an isha is pasul le'edus for, an avad kanani is also pasul for. The Mishnah writes this in order just that you shouldn't say that the pasul avadim is the, since it's not machmas avera, that we could be machshir them for edus hachodesh, because it's like a psul krovim, where Rabbi Shimon was machshir krovim, so maybe we can machshir avadim as well. After all, they didn't do anything wrong, they're not avaryanim, so that's why the Mishnah has to mention that even though it's a psul min haTorah, the Mishnah has to mention because it's a little bit of a chiddush to people, because people may not realize that avadim are psul. Zakal, the basic rule is, excluding avadim, is that kol edus she'nisha ksherila, avhein in ksherila, that any edus that a woman cannot testify, they also are not kasher for, so that's why all of these people are pasul the edus of Kiddush HaChodesh. So says the Gemara, wait a second, but we can make a diuk from there. Ha isha ksherila, if an isha was kosher for the edus, like for it to be made about a person that he died in order to be Matir's wife from being an aguna, that an isha is trusted on. So afhein, so to all the people in our Mishnah, ksherila, a mesachi b'kuvya, a malva beribis, and a sochri shvi, they should all be kosher to be made about the death of a man. So Ravashi, Zosomeris, Gazlan, the Devrayim, ksherin, le edus isha, that yes, hina chinami, someone who's a gazlan mitrabanan is kosher to be made, a edus isha, to be made about to allow a woman to get remarried. We allow a gazlan de devrayim to say such edus. There's a fascinating safek, a couple of fascinating sveikos in Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch writes that since the Rambam, it's mevur in the sugya and the Rambam, that edus hachodesh requires edim ksherim, just like you need in kol haTorah kula, so nogea be edus lechor should also be possible in edus hachodesh. So let's say you have an ever ivri that's nimkar b'sheish shanim before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so his 6 years are up at the beginning of the night of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and he comes on the 30th day of Adar to be made that he was Rosh Chodesh, that today is Chodesh Nisan. So if he's right, then it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he goes free. If he's not right, then he's got to wait another day in servitude. So he's a Nogea B'davar, so maybe that's a Nogea B'edus, and he's possible for Edus HaChodesh. Minchas Chinuch says, but I have the following suffix. What if Edim come that they saw Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan is their bar mitzvah? They become bar mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Manashach, if they're telling the truth, then they're old enough to be meyid, then they're bar mitzvah bachrim ready. But if they're not telling the truth, then Rosh Chodesh Nisan is really the next day, and then they're not bar mitzvah bachrim. So can Beis Din be mekabel the eidus? Because if they're mekabel the eidus, it turns out that it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and they're allowed to be meyid. Or do we say no? Right now they're ketanim. As far as we know, they're becheskes ketanim. So we can't be mekabel the eidus. And if you're going to say that you need eidus hachodesh, you need eidus shatiyachal azima. So over here, it's not eidus sheyachal azima, because if you're mazim them, they're not going to be punished, because it will be misparad that they were ketanim, right? You can't do kasher zamam to them, because what are you going to do? You can say money where you send, and therefore it's not a valid edus. Okay, so it's not a valid edus. So I'm not a bar mitzvah. I'm not a bar mitzvah. You can't do kasha zamam to me. So it should be a violation of edus shiata yachal azima, says the Minchas Chinuch. Then the Minchas Chinuch says, probably what the halacha is, that Beis Din gets to choose whether they want to be mekabel them or not. Whoa, what a chiddush. They're not kasha, they're not apostle, they're whatever Beis Din wants them to be. So if Beis Din decides that they're going to accept such edus, they're allowed to accept it. If Beis Din decides they don't want to accept such edus, they're not allowed to accept it. I don't know how you come to that conclusion, but that's what the Minchas Chinuch suggests. Then he says, I have another suffix. And the Minchas Chinuch is very creative. He says, what if you have edim gedolim ksherim, people who are over bar mitzvah and kasher, they made that they saw on Yom Lamed, that they saw the new moon, and Beis Din was Mekadesh L'Chodesh al PM, and then other Edim who became Gedolim, Bo Bayom, who became Bar Mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, came and were Mazim, the first Edim. So what do you do? If you're Mekabel the Edis of the Edei Azama, that Imanu Yisem, well then it's going to turn out that the Edei Azama are not yet Bar Mitzvah, and you can't be Mekabel their Edis, because they're not yet Bar Mitzvah. So, if you're not mekabel them, so then they're gedolim and they luchora, they could be edei azama. So it's galgal achoza. This is one of these circular things. Rabbi Bolzan once put together a list of cases in halacha that we have circular logic, where you have these shailas where it goes in circles. Right, the famous one by Chanukah, right? That ner Shabbos and ner Chanukah and ner Shabbos. That ner Shabbos is adif. Right, but when it comes to Kiddush Hayom, and right, what is it? Wine for Kiddush and Ner Shabbos, so the wine is Adif, and the Chanukah beats out Kiddush Hayom. So it goes, you know, it's a Galgal Achoza. There's no end in sight in terms of figuring out what comes before what. So so this is another example that Minchas Chinuch has. Okay, anyway, last mission in the parish. Says the mission: Misha Ras Hachodesh Veinu Yachal Lahalich Malich Mosal Chamar. If a person is saw the new moon and he's not able to go, and it was Shabbos, He's allowed to ride on a donkey, even though on Shabbos they could be molochim to Beis Din in such a way, even though it's going to involve Chil Shabbos, because it's going to be a violation of the Isra of Mechamer. And Afilu Bamita, even if he's so sick that he's not able to even ride on a donkey, and you need to carry him with a bed, Vim Sodalahem, and if there are people who might attack on the road, so then Lochim Biyadun Makalos, you could take weapons for self-defense. Vim Haisa Derech Rechoka, and if the Edom live very far from Beis Din, they're going to have to go for more than a day's journey, so they're going to, by the time they get there, it's not going to be, or they're going to have to go up to a day's journey. Lo can be other mazonos, then they're allowed to take food with them along the way. Shal mahalich laila v'yom mechal and Shabbos v'yosan leidus hachodesh. That edim that are located within a day's journey of the Beis Din are allowed to be mechal Shabbos to come be made. If the edim are further than a day's journey from the Beis Din, then they're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos to be made, because even if they travel, they're not going to get there in time. They're not going to get there on Shabbos. So you're not mechal Shabbos, you're mekadesh l'chodesh after Shabbos. You're mechal Shabbos, you're mekadesh l'chodesh on Shabbos. So how do I know you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos? You made about the seeing of the new moon. Shnemar elim moad Hashem asher tikrosam b'moadam. That the Torah warns not to allow the moed of mekray kodesh, of kiddush l'chodesh, to pass you by in Beis Din. You have to be mekadesh b'zmano, even if it requires being mechal Shabbos in order to do so. You have to be mekadesh L'chodesh bizmano. We said that if the bederech rechoka, even by a healthy person, if he has to come from a derech rechoka more than the amount of time that it would take for him to eat than the amount of time that he normally waits between meals, let's say we assume 6 hours is the time of misuda l'suda. That's what we assume in Yeridaya. That's why we wait 6 hours in between eating fleishiks and milchiks. So if a person's going to be on the road for 8 hours, for 10 hours, even though it's not going to be a sakana, even that also we allow him to take food along the road with him, the Achrona point out. And we're not concerned about the Chil Shabbos in such a case, because he has to maintain his normal diet, his normal way of eating. Okay, Hadron Alach Arba Rosh Hashanah. Now we begin by Hashem, the second parak im Einon Makirin. So this parak is going to talk about the Edus of those who saw the Levana, and how Beis Din will that Klal Yisrael know that there was Kiddush HaChodesh. So we discuss which Edom are apostles. So the Mishnah over here is going to talk about a Takanas Chachamim, not to just stam be mekabel anybody who shows up and says that they want to be made. If we don't recognize the person, we need to know this person is not a tztuki, because the tztukim would very often try to mess up the Chachamim in their setting of the Jewish calendar. So Yemein Makirinos of Beis Din, that's Mekadish L'Chodesh, doesn't recognize these guys. They don't recognize these Edom. Mishalchin Yemo Achalei Ido. Then you're going to send someone else or another group of Edom together with them to be made that these are part of the Katama Aminim. They're part of the group of people that you can trust that are Mam Bashem. But Rishonu Mekabel Neis HaChodesh Mikol Adam. They used to be Mekabel Neis HaChodesh from everybody. Mishkilkula Baitusim. But once the Baitusim started hiring Edei Sheker to mess up the whole Cheshbon, Hiskinu Shloim Mekabel Neil Menam Akirin. Then they decided that they're only going to be Mekabel Neis HaChodesh from the Makirin. Tosus points out that the Acher that would be Meir, that you're Makir him, is also allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. That was, we're going to see soon in the Gemara. So Turi Evan says, well, wait a second. Midah Raisa, everyone has Cheskos Kashrus. So why are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to be Meir about the other guy that he's Kasher? Midah Raisa, Beis Din doesn't need you. Midah Raisa, he's a Kasher Eid anyway. So Turi Evan suggests that, yeah, Midah Raisa, but Midrabban, we're not going to accept him. So the only way that it's actually going to happen, that Eid Sachod is actually going to happen, is if these other fellows come along. So they're allowed to come along in order to make sure that it actually happens. Now it's interesting, we said Barishona there would be Mekabel Eidus HaKadosh Mikol Adam. Initially there would be Mekabel Eidus from everybody. Why? Why would they be Mekabel Eidus from just anybody? If I don't recognize the guy, I don't know that he's trustworthy. So Pashtus is because there's a Cheskos Kashrus that every Jew has. And it's dafka, an exception that we made by Kiddush HaKadosh, because the Baitusim were messing around, that we stopped being Mekabel Eidus HaKadosh from everybody. Right? But you don't have to know the person in order to be Mekabel the Eidus. That's the Pashtus. However, the Rambam in Kiddush HaKadosh, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, says the reason they were Mekabel Eidus HaKadosh Mikol Adam and they were Somich on the Cheskos Kashrus by Kiddush HaKadosh was because Midah Raisa, you don't have to be so medactic by Eidus HaKadosh. And even if they're Mekadosh HaKadosh and the Eidim are found to be Zomimin, the Chodesh Mekudosh anyway. And that's why they relied on the Cheskos Kashrus Dafka for Kiddush HaKadosh. The Rambam makes it sound like that the standard for all Eidus is not to rely on the Cheskos Kashrus. So that's what the Achronim are Medayik and the Rambam, that the Rambam holds for all Eidus we need to know who the fellow is. And it's only by Kiddush HaKadosh that there was Havamina not to need to know who the fellow is, which is totally against what every other Rishon would say, right? We normally assume, no, you never have to know who the fellow is. Every Jew has a Cheskos Kashrus. And it's Dafka by Kiddush HaKadosh that there was a point to assume that we need to know who he is because of the Baitusim. So anyway, my Acher, so what does it mean, Acher, that they would send someone else along? Chad. It means they would send one other person to come be made about the kashrus of this person. It says, Chad mi mehemin, do you believe one person? You need two Eidim. Vatanya maisa shaba hu ve'edovimo lehedolav. And the Brisa tells us that one time someone came to be made about seeing the new moon, and another two Eidim came together with him to be made about him. Amra papa mai acher, zug acher. So Papa says, no, my acher means another pair of Edim. Just like that Brisa that we just quoted was very clear that it was Edov Imo, there was multiple Edim that had to come. And Achim Mami Mistavra, and it's Mistavra say this way, Dilote Mahachi, because if you're not going to say that you need a set of Edim, Imein Makirin Oso, my Oso, what does the Oso mean? They don't recognize him, Belashon Yachid, Ilema Oso Chad, if it means that we're talking about the one that's coming to be made on the Chodesh, V'chad Mimehemen, is that one person believed anyway? So Mishpat Ksiv Bey, Kiddush HaKadosh is a Mishpat, Kichok Yisrael, Mishpat Lelukei Yaakov. So like any other Mishpat, you need Shnei Edim. Elamai Oso, what does Oso mean? Oso Azug, it means that Zug of Edim. And that's why it picks such a Lashon, Hachinami, my Acher, Zug Acher. So you see, it's just being consistent. Even though Acher sounds like it's only one person, but we already started talking in such terms as a set of Edim being in singular. So since Oso was referring to a set of Edim in singular, Acher is also referring to a set of Edim, even though it's said in singular. So says Gemara, V'chad lo mehemen, is Nedech not Neman to be made about someone? V'atanya ma'isav Rabbi Nurai, shalachet zala Eid. One time Rabbi Nurai went to a place where there was an Eid that Sokit Leheir, a love to be made about an Eid that Sokit Shachodesh, Bishabbos, and he traveled on Shabbos, Bu'usha, in the town of Usha. He was Mechal Shabbos, and he went to Usha for this purpose. purpose to be made about the kashrus of someone who saw the new moon. And you see that Rabbi Nuroi was only one person, so one person is allowed to be made, apparently, about the kashrus of another aid. So I'm Rabbi Nuroi, Sadachrina Havbadeh. No, Rabbi Nuroi went with another aid. He wasn't alone. Why didn't we mention the other guy? We don't mention the other guy out of the respect for Rabbi Nuroi, because Rabbi Nuroi was so much greater than the other person. The other person was a kasher aid, and this was Rabbi Nuroi. So we mentioned that Rabbi Nuroi went, but he went with his sidekick. Rav Ashi Amar Rabbi Nuroi Sadachrina Havabuusha Vaz Rabbi Nuroi Lestrufi Bade. No, Rabbi Nuroi went alone, but he knew that in Usha there was going to be a second aide to join with him to be to testify that he's makir this guy. So he went to join with that second aide. Iachim Alameimra. If that's the case, then what's the whole chiddush of the story with Rabbi Nuroi? Of course, he's allowed to be mechal Shabbos you made about the kashrus of the aidim. No, ma'udu teimim is fekel mechalim Shabbata. I might think that the aid that's being made on the kashrus of the aidim should not be mechal Shabbos if there's a safek, if he's going to find someone else to testify with him about the kashrus of the aidim. So kamash malan, that's why he comes to tell me that mechal Shabbos even for a safek. And we learned that from the fact that Rabbi Nuroi went to Usha even though he didn't know for sure that the other guy was going to be home. He knew that there was another guy who lived in Usha who could be made about the identity of this person who was made on the Eidus HaKodesh. But how do you know you're going to find him at home? So maybe misafek, you can't be mechal Shabbos. You don't even know that you're going to find another aid. So that's the chiddush of the story of Rabbi Nuroi, that even misafek, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos in such a case. The Mefarish on the Rambam in Kiddush HaKodesh in Paragimel Halacha Gimel asks, how can you be mechal Shabbos misafek? By Mila, we find that if a child is born Ben HaShemashos of Erev Shabbos, when is the bris? The bris is Yom Rishon. It's on Sunday. Well, wait a second. It's either a Friday baby or a Shabbos baby. So if it's a Shabbos baby, it's a Mila Bezmano, so it could be Docha Shabbos. So Misafik, why aren't we Mechal Shabbos? We're not Mechal Shabbos. Misafik, because we're not Mechal Shabbos Misafik. You got to wait till Sunday. So how come over here we're Mechal Shabbos Misafik? Why, what changed over here? So the Lech Mishnah suggests that Kiddush HaKodesh is different because all the Moados are totally in Kiddush HaKodesh. So we have to be mechal Shabbos misafik because we have to make sure that Klal Yisrael knows when to celebrate Yom Tovim. Mila is a personal matter; it's your own family matter. So you'll do the bris a day later. It's not going to change the whole Klal Yisrael. Others suggest that every Eidus Kiddush HaKodesh is always a safik because whenever you're mechal Shabbos for Eidus Kiddush HaKodesh, it's built into the system. Eidim are showing up on Shabbos being mechal Shabbos for Kiddush HaKodesh. There may be 50 other Eidim already there, and it was totally unnecessary. So the whole thing is a safik. So since the whole thing is built on a Suffolk, so you're allowed to do so mi Suffolk. So different terutzim that the Achronim have. Says the Gemara further. Now we bring a Maisa where Neidachol is about what Neidachol is kosher for. Kiyasu Ula Amr Kitchul Liyachol b'Marava. When Ula came to Bavel, he reported that Basin had already been Makadish the Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael. So Amr Avkan Lomi by Ula the Gav Rabbi Hu d'Mehemet. Not only Ula, who's such a great man, is he going to be believed? Elafilu Nishtalma, even if it was a regular person, Nami Mehemin, we would also believe him to report that Bezin was Mekadish Chodesh Neretz Yisrael. My time, why would I believe in Eidachot about such a thing? Because the rule is that something that's going to be Niskala anyway, that people are going to find out about anyway, we assume people are not going to lie about such things because they don't want to be caught in their lie. Tani Nami Hachi, we have a Braisa that an Eidachot is Neman about such a thing. If a person comes to a place where Shulchei Bezin have not yet arrived, even if they don't recognize him, Vamar Kitchu Bezin Sachodesh Neeman, and he reports that Bezin is Mekadish Lechodesh, he's going to be believed. So while we do not accept Eidus Sachodesh, who we do not recognize, but we do accept a report that Bezin was already Mekadish Lechodesh, even if we do not recognize the person, because we have this principle called Milsa Davidu Leguye is going to be believed. Now, it's so interesting, the Gemara says, you should know, it's not only Ula, because he's such a great man and he's such a great tzaddik, that we believe. Why would I think that? It's never only Ula. Rabbi Kelmer Zichrona Levracha used to instruct Chasanim when they were picking the kibudim for the Chasna. He would say the Eidim need to be Kasher Eidim. They don't need to be the chief rabbi of the entire world. They don't need to be Rosh Yeshiva. They need to be Kasher Eidim. They need to be Shomri Torah Mitzvos. That's the halacha of Eidus. So may I taste that? You would think that a Gavra Rabba is a different story than anybody else. So the Rivash writes in the Tshuva in Simukufnun Hey that even though by Kiddush HaKodesh Kiddush, you need two people like you need by Mamon, because Mishpat Ksiv Bei Kichol Kishol Mishpat, our Gemara says, that's by Edus Riyas Halvana. But the Hodol, the Gola, that they're Mekadesh, the Chodesh, is like all other Yisurim, that Eirachel is Nem Yisurim. And the only reason we even need Milsa David Elugluya is because the Chacham were Mesakein Shluchim, because of the Kilkul HaKutim, because the Kutim tried to mess things up, and because of Tikkun Moados. So you might think that that we'll believe a Shliach Beis Din, but we're not going to believe in Eir Echad. So that's what we're coming to tell us, that no, you don't need that. Every Eir Echad is going to be believed, since it's something that's a Milsa David Elugluya. So based on that Rivash, I understand very well, there's a Havamina to assume that Ulu is a Gavar Rabba, and therefore we're not Choshesh for Kilkul HaKutim, but for everybody else, we're not going to trust him alone, because we have to be Choshesh that maybe the Kutim got to him. Maybe we have to worry about the Kilkul HaKutim in a normal case. So that's the Havamina about Gavar Rabba. So says the Gemara further now, initially there would be Mekabel Eidus HaKodesh from anybody, and then we said the Kilkul HaBaitusin. So Tan Rabbanan, Mat Kilkul Kilkul HaBaitusin. What's the story here? The Mishnah is alluding to some story that the Baitusin tried to mess us up with Kiddush HaKodesh. What happened exactly? So the Braisa elaborates. One time the Baitusin wanted to mess up the Chachamim, because it was a day that was the proper day to be Koveya Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and they tried to mess it up in order that the Omer should be brought on the day that they hold the Omer should be brought, because they touch up the Pasuk Mimachras HaShabbos Yanifenu HaKoein, that Mimachras HaShabbos means on a Sunday, and Chazal understand Mimachras HaShabbos the way it's meant to be understood. The day after the first day of Pesach is the day of the Korban Omer. So that year the 30th day of Adar was on the Shabbos. So the Baitusim wanted Rosh Chodesh to be that day in order that the first day of Pesach should be on a Shabbos, so that the Akravas Omer will be on Yom Rishon, will be Mimachras HaShabbos. So they were very frum about what they believed in, meaning it wasn't that they just made a joke out of everything. No, they were very frum about things. They were Moser Nefesh for their Shitos. Their Shitos were just all wrong. But it was so important to them that it would be done on Sunday. So Sachar Shnei Bnei Adam Barba Meilzuz. So they hired two Edim, the Baitusim hired two Edim for 400 Zuz, Echon Mishalanu, and one of the people that they hired unknowingly was from the Tzdukim, was not from the Baitusim. So the Echon Mishalahem, and one of the people was, one was not from the Tzdukim and Baitusim, was from the Prushim, and one was Mishalahem, one was from the Tzdukim. So they unknowingly hired someone from the Prushim, one of us, and they thinking he was one of them, and they hired one who was actually one of them. So Shalahemi, hey, they do so. The guy that belonged to their group said his edus like he was hired to do, Viyatza, and then he left Beis Din. And then it came the other guy's turn. Shalanu Amrulo, Emor, Ketzad Risa Salavana. So they said to him, tell us what you saw. Describe the Levana that you saw. So Amalem, so he starts telling this fantastic story. He says, Olo Yisi b'mala adumim, I was going in Mala Adumim, V'risiv Shu, Ravitz Bein Shnei Slaim, and I saw the moon in between two rocks, Rosh Adom Ala Egel, and the moon was wild. Its head looked like a calf, Aznav Dom Ala Gedi, its ears looked like that of a Gedi, Karn of Dom Ala Tzvi, its horns looked like that of a deer, Uznav Amunach Samen Yarchosav, and its tail was between its legs, V'itzatzibo, and I looked at it, V'nirtati V'nufalti L'achari, and I fell backwards. And they're like, that, no one ever describes seeing the moon in such a way. That's a weird thing. So if you may not tell me, and if you don't believe me, Harei Masayim Zuz, Surinli Besadini, I have 200 Zuz that someone paid me to tell you this. So they said, okay, so something is up over here. So I'm real low. So the Beis Din said, Miyizku Kukol Lekach. Who told you to take the money? I mean, why would you take the money and go do this and be made like this? If to be made edus sheker, halach and choshem mishpat, you know, you're not even allowed to be gonev derech schok, even al manas lahachzir, or even al manas l'shalim kefil, the halacha is. So even if you're going to say, oh yeah, but I was going to return it, I was just messing around with them to let them waste some money, you know, let them pay me some money, and then I was going to mess up the edus, and then I was going to return the money anyway. It doesn't matter, you're not allowed to steal, you're not allowed to steal even derech schok. So I'm Shamati Shabikshu Baitusum Mahatos is Chachamim. I heard that the Baitusum wanted to mess up the Chachamim. Marti, Elich Ani Vodielem. Let me go and let them know. Shemi Yavo Bnei Adam Shein Mugan Vyitu Es Chachamim. Because they'll hire somebody else. They found another aid. In my place, they would have found someone else to be made what they want to happen. So this was the only way. I had to accept the money and come and be made. So I'm lost. The Beis Din said, Masayim Zuz Nesun Lach Matana. Hefker Beis Din Hefker, we hereby declare, you get to keep the Masayim Zuz. Vaschor Vaschor Karcha Yimta Chala Amud, and the guys who hired you should be tied up to a post to get Malkus. And that's when they realized that they had to make a takana that they can't just accept anybody who walks into Beis Din as an aide. They can only accept from people that they recognize. This is a fascinating halachic implication over here. Rashi writes that even though the aide didn't fulfill the tenai of the schirus, he didn't do what he was supposed to do, still the chacham let him keep the 200 zuz. Sounds like if he would have fulfilled the tenai of the schirus, even though he was hired to do an aveira, that legally he has the right to the money. Meaning, what would happen if you pay somebody to do an aveira and the person does the aveira, and then or you offer to pay somebody, you agree to pay somebody to do an aveira, and he does the aveira, then he sues you in Beis Din for not paying up on the commitment. So what's the halacha? Do you have to pay up on the commitment? We say, well, you're doing an aveira. I was paying you to do an aveira. You're not allowed to do the aveira anyway. Why should you have to pay up on the commitment? So you see from here, it says in the Nesivos that someone who hires an aid sheker and he's made bishaker and he pays and then he's toveya the money back from the aid doesn't have to pay it back. It's like a malva it's not like a malva that took money beribis where you have to return the money, because over there, says the Nesivos, the actual taking of the money was the isser. Over here, the taking of the money wasn't the isser. The isser is the isser. So therefore, if you hire somebody to do an aveira, you actually have to pay up on hiring for doing the aveira. In Shuras Shai, in Chelak Aleph Siman Zayin, he has a tshuva where he says, but only if you did it successfully. If he failed and he didn't get what you wanted, meaning you hire somebody to steal and he steals it for you and now you're caught and you have to return it. So you don't have to pay him for stealing because you didn't get what you wanted out of it. You didn't get the result anyway. I don't know, you could argue that point as well. Excuse me. I guess we'll stop there. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Beis and Beis. Okay.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you
very much.
Good day.
Thank you very much.